Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good evening and welcome aboard, and a good day across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline. It is Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America. Hi, everyone. I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to on this Tuesday into a Wednesday as we get ready for LeBron in L.A. tonight to break Abdul-Jabbar's record. He needs 36 to do it. He's at 38,352. Jabbar with 38,387. Big ticket tonight in L.A. at Crypto.com Arena. That'll be a 9 o'clock Central start, 10 East, and 7 Pacific. Keep an eye on the Lakers and Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's where we start today. But lots to get to. Do a countdown to Super Bowl on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Took a sneak peek at some of the television commercials. Boy, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a banner year. I really do. And so I'll shed some light on that. 49ers get a defensive coordinator. Steve Wilks did a nice job with Carolina. He's been a head coach there. 6-6, a lot of people thought he might be retained there, but David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, decided to go elsewhere. And, you know, it surprised a lot of people, to be honest with you, that Wilks didn't get that job. 6-6 when he took over for Matt Rhule, who has since landed in Nebraska. So away we go. Frank Reich ends up getting that job as he was let go, I don't know, week 8, 9, 10, something like that with the Colts. So a lot to get to. College basketball tonight. Really, Rutgers, Indiana, the Big Ten taking center stage. North Carolina, Wake Forest, not a huge night, but all eyes on the NBA. And last night, Kansas, who got thumped on Saturday in Ames, Iowa against Iowa State, they flexed their might last night. I tell you what, Grady Dick, the kid out of Wichita, Jalen Wilson, they got a Texas trio, Kevin McCullough, K.J. Adams out of Denton, San Antonio, and Austin, and then DeJuan Harris out of Columbia, Missouri. Look, at that team is going to be dangerous come the NCAA tournament time. Defending champions, not saying they're going to win it, but they're starting to round into form, and that showed a lot last night at home, granted, against Texas. So there we go. We'll start it off. We're going to talk about an independent movie filmed by a guy from New Zealand, Matt Saville, who took his life experiences and created a movie. It's an indie film. It's going to debut here in the States on February 24th. We'll start it off with a little pop culture, a little movie talk here to get it going here on Sports Byline USA. It's Calling All Sports as we come back here on Sports Byline USA. Don't go away.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, back here on Sports Byline and across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, and the Sirius XM app. If you get online, it's channel 967 after all the NBA and NHL games go final. All right, we'll do the Super Bowl commercials. I'll give you a little sneak preview. Today was media day in Arizona. We got LeBron tonight in L.A., some college hoops, you know, hockey, whatever. I love doing this, though. You know, from time to time, we delve a big movie buff. I love books. Obviously, podcasting is huge now. But this one caught my eye, and his name is Matthew Saville. Now, he grew up in New Zealand, and he took some life experiences and produced this movie, directed it, Juniper, starring Academy Award nominee Charlotte Rampling. And this has really gotten a lot of pub. The indie films, I love them, quite frankly. In Iowa, we have The Varsity back in Massachusetts, out in suburban Boston, the Calvin Theater, the Academy Music shows a lot of these films. So great stuff. Let's get him in here. He's live from New Zealand. This is a nice treat. Matthew Saville, welcome aboard. I'm Marty Terrell. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. How are you, Matt?
I can, Marty. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to talk to you. It really is. And how did this all come? Well, tell us your background. Kind of give us a brief little thumbnail sketch of you. And then you took life experiences and you created this movie, which is really getting a lot of buzz right now. So go ahead. Give us a little background on how this all came to be.
Well, essentially, I've always been a writer and a creator. And when I was around 17, my grandmother, I never really knew her, moved over to New Zealand to live with us. She broke her leg. She drank close to a bottle of gin a day. Very smart woman, very funny. And I sort of took that idea of this really smart woman coming along and heading it off with her young teenage son, who's going through a few life issues. But there was a bit of comedy and a bit of drama in the whole thing, really.
So you basically took a life story and developed this movie, and the relationship, when he moved in, or she moved in rather, started out very rocky, but it didn't end that way. Take us through that scenario if you could.
Well, I suppose it's a bit of a love story between this kid who's going through some things and an old woman who speaks her truth, is funny, but has alienated herself from a lot of people through sort of just saying what she thinks, which is something to me that's quite aspirational, when you get to a point where you just don't care what other people think, but there's a little bit of vulnerability inside her character. So I suppose they butt heads a lot.
You know, and what's interesting is, you know, she's kind of a crusty woman. I mean, tough, but a former war correspondent. Yeah. And, you know, she had a lot of life experience. And, of course, he went to boarding school. So there was an intellectual connection there, I got to imagine. At the root of it, there was some intelligent people involved here.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I took my own grandmother's story. She was in the Spanish Civil War. And I sort of took her story and married it with some of the great sort of war journalists of the time. So if you know the American Martha Gellhorn, yep. My grandmother and Martha Gellhorn were born on the same day, pretty much. And they were both in the Spanish Civil War. So I sort of married her, you know, this real character, or these two real characters, and with other war journalists, and made this sort of fictional character. And I kind of just sort of imagine what it would be like if she came, was estranged from her family, and then suddenly turned up for the last part of her life.
That's interesting. We're talking to director Matthew J. Seville. The movie is Juniper, February 24th. Amazon and Apple TV will have it in early April. I can't wait to see it. Trailers look great. Running time of about an hour and 34 minutes. How did you cast this, and how did you get Charlotte Rampling to take this script?
Well, I managed to get her agent to read the script, and the agent read it and really liked it. But then, of course, it was trying to get Charlotte to come to New Zealand because we're a long way away. So she read it, said, "I dig it, but I'm not going to come to New Zealand." So I flew over to Paris with a couple of bottles of New Zealand gin. And tried to woo her.
That is great.
Yeah. So so we turned up, met her, very nervous. And then I kind of convinced her. She wouldn't say yes, but I kind of convinced her to hang out with me for 3 days. And we just worked on the script and kind of got along. And I sort of said, "Hey, why don't you come? It'll be fun, and it'll be a collaboration, and you know, you'll have a good time regardless." And it took her about 2 weeks, but eventually she sort of gave in. And
that's a great story, how you recruited her. It's fantastic. So it's going to debut in the States. How long has the movie been out? It sounds like it's been out at least 2, possibly 3 years, and now it's going to debut in the States. So a two-part question. How long has it been around? How has it been received? And how much anxiety or trepidation do you have about how it's going to be received in the United States?
Well, we came out in mid-2021 or end of 2021 in New Zealand. And that was really well received. So that's been good. And then it's sort of done a little bit of a theatrical release around the rest of the world. And it's gone well. People, you know, seem to connect with it. They laugh and so on and cry and all the things you want. But I had an experience with an American audience at Palm Springs. So we just played there, and I went over, and I was nervous, you know, because you guys know your movies and you like the movies. But it was wonderful. You know, we got a standing ovation, and
people
just laughed in all the right bits. And it's like, it's nice to see we're similar cultures, but it's nice to see your culture connect with other people, and people get this old woman who likes to tell people what she thinks, and, you know, people connecting with that story. So I'm excited. I hope everyone goes and sees it and sees bits of themselves inside it. I hope that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I love, Matt, is you're being heard right now around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. All our servicemen and women, officers around the world are hearing this. And what's really neat is they all have tablets, they all have devices. So, you know, Apple TV and Amazon, they get to hear this, and out of sheer curiosity, away you go. It's just great to bring you into this forum and really to wax poetically about something that we all dream about. We all think our life is worthy of a movie. You actually realize that, you know, but you realize that dream. I mean, that's pretty neat. That takes a lot of guts, isn't it? I mean, you had to be somewhat vulnerable, didn't you? Putting your life story out there
nervous.
A little bit.
I was nervous, and I was nervous about how my family would respond, but really it is, you know, it's an inciting incident, and there are real things, you know, like there's a, there are things like my grandmother did sort of have altercations with these ministers who would come in and talk to her. And there are real things in it, but it is a made up story based on truth. And I think we all have people in our families we're estranged from, and you know, learning to forgive them or going through those experiences, universal. So there's a lot of me in it. And there's a lot of my family in it, but it is also like its own thing. But yeah, I was nervous when my parents saw it and things like that. And luckily they're still talking to me and they dig it. So it's good.
you know, sometimes shedding light and discussing dysfunction within family is almost therapeutic. Can you relate to that at all? The fact that you were able to be vulnerable and stick that out there, even though there was some fiction involved, but at the core of it was some dysfunction that you were willing to illuminate on a silver screen. That takes guts, but it's therapeutic, I think, in a way. No?
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, yeah, I think it does. I mean, you worry what people are going to say. You also don't want to be one-sided when you put things forward. You know, you want to have all perspectives. But I think quite often we see families represented in like an ideal kind of a way. And I think, you know, I come from a very loving, kind family, but it could be volatile, quite volatile at times as well. And I think people see that when they watch the film, they sort of see those moments in their own families, but also sense that possibility that things are gonna work out, or, you know, there's still chances for connection. And also when you see those things, you go, oh yeah, I see that, that's happened to me. I get that. And you feel like it's okay. If that makes sense. It's about sharing a human connection, which probably is what the film is really about. I love it.
Hey, listen, we're always short on time. I wish I could do a whole hour with you, but we're going to follow through on this. I guarantee it. I'm excited for it. Juniper, starring again, Charlotte Rampling. Our director is Matthew J. Seville, and he's talking to us from New Zealand. Matt, we're out of time. We got about 10 seconds left. Good day, and mate, we'll talk to you down the road. How about that?
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly. Have a good rest of the day.
Seville. Thank you very much. The movie is Juniper. Again, it'll be released on February 24th at theaters, Amazon and Apple TV, April 4th. And we're talking the world of sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here. I'm Marty Terrell.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Talking to World of Sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and again, Sirius 217, XM 203, Digital 967 on the website or the app, as we have a lot of NBA, a lot of NHL college buckets tonight. It was a kind of a quiet night last night, not NBA-wise, but college basketball, Kansas, Texas. Spent a little time on that. Big 12, obviously, with Texas Tech a few years ago, Kansas last year, Baylor before that. The Big 12 has been really interesting. And this year, it's probably going to be about Kansas and Iowa State. You know, Baylor, perhaps Texas took a little body shot last night. Of course, Texas had the coaching upheaval about 6 weeks ago with Chris Beard. He's out. So Texas, and they've done a good job. I give the Longhorns a lot of credit with a major distraction like that with the incident and then the arrest and all the craziness. They've held it together and kept themselves pretty front and center. So, you know, look, it's hard still for everyone to get their head around college basketball right now with the Super Bowl looming, but it's quickly it's going to change here pretty quickly, because that's, you know, once that curtain falls Sunday night by 11 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock, you know, or 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock here, and then, you know, middle of, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, Super Bowl's in the bag. Yeah, you wake up Monday, you're shaking off, you know, probably a house party, or you've been out, you know, watching games in sports bars and places like this, Muggsy's here in Iowa. You know, it's a holiday, and there's been a big groundswell for people saying, man, make Monday, the Monday after the Super Bowl, day after the Super Bowl, a holiday. Productivity in this country on Monday, February 13th, trust me, won't be much. But, you know, interesting matchup. We're going to spend, you know, the rest of the week, especially tomorrow, you know, right through Friday, then a football Friday, and we'll get our panel, Brock Hines, Fred Smith, Dom, Dan Ogden on Friday, myself, we'll all weigh in and do what everyone does, you know, have some fun with it, toss it around here a little bit. I love, obviously, the fact that you've got, you know, a really good story with Philadelphia. Of course, beat the Patriots up in Minnesota back in 2018, and then you have Kansas City and Andy Reid in the Super Bowl for the third time. So it's going to be, I think, a very interesting matchup. I do. The quarterbacks, to me, edge Mahomes with mobility and creativity. But the, you know, I say mobility, I'll even break that down further. He escapes trouble. He's not as quick as Hurts, but he's more elusive, escapability. I mean, the minute you think you've got Mahomes sacked, he's throwing a touchdown pass to Kelsey, or he's dumping off to a guy out of the backfield. I mean, it's crazy. And that's the type of guy he is. He's an elusive. He has an escapability element to him, which is unbelievable. Roethlisberger was the same way. But Roethlisberger did it because of his girth and his size. Guys literally would bounce off of him, and he'd find a way. Roethlisberger was a very confounding guy to sack. I mean, you had to hit him solidly. You know, glancing blows, even big defensive linemen kind of, you know, would hit Roethlisberger, may knock him off balance, but he would hold sway and keep his feet beneath him and create after the hit. Hurts, on the other hand, is just flat out quicker. I mean, if you give him a seam of daylight, he's going. And they've got that option which is something you don't see a lot. And Kansas City does to some degree because of Mahomes and the creativity and the escapability that we talked about. But Hurts, if he gets a seam of daylight, he's gone. I mean, he's a great, great, quick first step into daylight. And then he just turns on the afterburners. And we saw that a lot against San Francisco, but we saw it a lot against the Giants, and we saw it throughout the season. Now, did I see the Eagles as much as I would have liked? No. You know, in Midwest, we'd catch them occasionally. The Sunday night game against Washington was kind of a head-scratcher, but they were due. I mean, at the time, they were 11-0, and you could just see it coming. They were going to lay an egg, and they picked this. I believe it was a Sunday night. I know it was a National League, either Sunday or Monday night. I want to say a Sunday night game against the Commanders, ironically in Philadelphia. And it was a game where you could just see it coming. And they struggled out of the chute, and they just didn't look like they had their game together, and they ultimately got beat. And, you know, they're not perfect. Very few, if any, teams are, except for the Dolphins way back when, and the Patriots until that Giant loss in the Super Bowl. But the thing you got to remember about Philadelphia, a lot like the 49ers, is even if their offense is to struggle on Sunday, their defense is going to keep them in this game. If there's going to be a blowout in this game, I mean a double-digit victory, it will be Philadelphia beating Kansas City by double digits. It will not be the other way around. I don't see it. They just have, you know, that defense is very, very, very good. The secondary, and Mahomes, a lot like Favre, he can be a riverboat gambler. He can throw some really, really stupid passes. He won't get away with that. With this Philadelphia team, he won't. First of all, you've got an incredible pass rush, and then you've got cornerbacks, linebackers, and safeties who are just have a nose for the football, and they hit hard too. So, you know, for Kansas City, I think their margin of error is very, very small. Not that Philadelphia has a large margin of error, because look at Philadelphia's got some things too. The thing is, they got balance. They got a quarterback that can run. They got a quarterback that can run. They got running backs. They've got some depth. They're not fancy. They do have some, you know, Devontae Smith is a speed merchant. He's, you know, outside, and he can beat a double coverage at a drop of a hat. But the fact remains, the Kansas City Chiefs don't have a defense, especially in the red zone. They're not good in the red zone. Between the 20s, they tend to be okay, but you get them in the red zone, they get, and the numbers back it up. You get them in the red zone, they're giving up points, and it's not even threes. They give up sixes, like you read about. And if that's the case, that's where Hurts is very, very dangerous. He gets him in the red zone, and he's better outside. He's actually better outside the 10 or 15-yard line because it gives him more room to maneuver. Go ahead and look at the stats, what Philadelphia does, 10, 12, 15, 22, 23-yard touchdown scores. You give them room, they spread that out, offense out, and the defense will be singing for their supper in a hurry. So this is, to me, a decided edge for Philadelphia, but, you know, turnovers, you don't know how the game's going to be officiated. Most Super Bowls, for the most part, they let them play. You know, you can get away. We saw Pete Carroll do it. Belichick would do it. Tell his secondary guys, check the guys at the line of scrimmage, push the envelope a little bit until you draw the yellow hankies. And a lot of times they let it go. They let some of that stuff go. I'm not saying they should, but Super Bowls tend to be, you know, they're tightly officiated, but they're that marginal stuff, they're more likely to let it go. The last thing a crew wants to do is get dragged into, you know, controversy on officiating with 120 or 115 million people watching the game. So that is a factor. Venue, Arizona, obviously, it doesn't matter. Midwestern team, East Coast team, these are great fan bases. These are fan bases that support the team, obviously. They travel like crazy. This has got all the appeal you could possibly want. You know, you got the Midwestern friendly, you know, smaller market with great history going back to, you know, the start of the AFL, the NFL, the merger, the Dallas Texans became the Kansas City Chiefs. You go back to the, you know, the beginning of the NFL, the Chiefs were front and center along with the Packers. And then along comes Philadelphia, and this is, you know, again, this is one of these hard-knocking East Coast NFC East slobber-knocker teams that's going to punch you in the mouth. It's a rough-and-tumble organization, and it, to me, it's just a fascinating matchup. I hope it lives up to its hype. 9 times out of 10, though, we get all jacked up for these games, and we're left disappointed. I don't see it this time. I don't. You know, I don't really talk a lot about point spreads, but the game is basically seen as a toss-up. So that tells me turnovers. That tells me clock management. That tells us that with 2 minutes to go in regulation, it could be a one possession. In all probability, it will be a one possession game, and the whole world will be watching. And will it be Mahomes, or will it be Hurts, or will it be Butker kicking a 48-yard field goal to win it, or will it be the other way around, or will it be a – you know, a big play, a Devontae Smith, a Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, you know, a red zone score late. Maybe, you know, maybe down six. You know, maybe Kansas City's up 26-20 and Philly's got it in the red zone. A field goal will mean nothing. They're going to need six to tie, and they're going to need the extra point to win it. That's what it feels like. That's just what it feels like. A game that's probably going to draw into the mid-20s to low 30s. I don't think it'll be a real shootout. I don't see it with the especially with Philadelphia's defense. Look, at teams get on average of 12 possessions. Think about that for a moment. 12 possessions. That's 24 possessions. Round it off. Say there's 15 each. And you score on three out of 15. That's about the average. So there you go. You're in your 20s. All right. We'll come back. We'll have more on that. We'll look at some of the commercials. Dom's download. The 49ers have a defensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers is going to go on a retreat and decide his future. Lo and behold. Dom's download coming up next here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sirius XM and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
All right, NBA trade deadline coming up Thursday. Dom's download. We'll get into that. Of course, Super Bowl talk, commercials. I'm telling you, Sam Adams, they've got a great one. And I'm, you know, kind of a Boston homer. But I got to tell you, this Sam Adams, your cousin Vinny from Boston, it's really, really well done. I don't want to ruin it. There's some other ones. Doritos, very good. Bush Light, very, very good. You know, Budweiser's always a big player. I think it's going to be a banner year for commercials. Let's get Dom's in here. Dom's download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, and by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub as they get ready for a big Super Bowl weekend here in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, just 2.5 miles northeast of the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Dom, you big with the Super Bowl commercials?
I enjoy them. I'm not one of the people that goes out of my way to, you know, take notes and be like, I'm not at the water cooler the next day being, hey, did you see this commercial? Did you see that commercial? I enjoy them for what they are, and it's commercials.
What do you think the key is? Humor, use of pets, scantily clad women, handsome men, celebrities? I don't understand movie trailers, but I get it because, you know, they're debuting a film and where else could you get 115 million eyeballs? What do you think, if you were an ad director, what would be your strategy if you had to put a 30-second spot together for Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, I'm going full funny with a celebrity that
universally
is not hated. Give me like a Ryan Reynolds type guy in something super funny. That's what I'm going for.
See, I wonder if the, you know, I would have been, you know, if I'm an ad person, I would look for a Kansas City celebrity. I would have Bradley Cooper, who's a Philadelphia guy. Paul Rudd, excellent. You know, Philadelphia is known for Rocky, the film Rocky. You could probably get Stallone involved. I mean, you got so many options, but you know, they love animals. I mean, think about it. With Budweiser, we had frogs. We've had dogs. We've had horses with the Budweiser. Remember the horses and Clydesdales bowing their head during 9/11. So would you be topical or would you just be – would you try to be current? Would you kind of tap into pop culture? I mean, there's so many different diversifications that you could entertain. What would you do?
So here's the funny thing that you mentioned Bradley Cooper, you mentioned Stallone, I mentioned Paul Rudd. There's actually two movies coming out, one in like a week and a half, Ant-Man 3 with Paul Rudd.
You've got
Creed 3, which I'm assuming Stallone's going to be in.
Well, you know that, Creed.
So there you go. There's a great pop culture with what's happening in the game with people – who people like, hybrid right there. But if I'm going to go animals, I'm going to go with cute puppies or otters. Those hit people in the feelings. Otters and puppies.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. That's a tricky one. Dogs always work. Cats, to an extent. Well, it's going to be entertaining. What the heck? We'll see. All right, let's get to some more. So NBA trade deadline. You know, I was reminded of this. Kevin Durant requested a trade in the offseason from the Nets. Now, Kyrie, with no forewarning, you know, kind of throws a hissy fit. He requests a trade. They quickly got it done to Dallas. And now they're saying they're going to meet with Durant to discuss the direction of the franchise, but they're not, quote-unquote, planning to trade him. That tells me they're going to trade him. I really do. They're not planning on it, but they've got less than 48 hours. What do you think is going to happen here? Durant going to stay put, or do you think he may be shopped?
I'm sure he's going to be shopped, at least on the hush-hush. You don't obviously want one of the writers getting a hold of it and causing a media storm, but I don't see how you can't look into it. I think Cameron Thomas is his name. He looks like a revelation. 40 points back to back.
Crazy last night. Crazy last night. Yeah.
Maybe there is some life to be had with the Brooklyn Nets. If you're gonna move forward, it's great to have a guy like KD. And realistically, if you were to try to trade Kevin Durant, there's a 99% chance you're not gonna get back proper value. That's just a factual thing. Kevin Durant is so good. Imagine the Mavericks trying to trade Luka. It doesn't matter how many first-round picks you get. There's only about five or six other players that you would need to get back in return in order for that to be a good trade. So I don't think that they can get that kind of value, even if Kevin Durant is older with the injury history. I don't think they move him. I think he stays put.
Yeah, you know, in the NBA, you got to match up salaries. Trades are hard to facilitate, Dom. You know this. You got to make the numbers have to work out. And so, you know, you think of him returning to Golden State, they would love to have him. He'd be a huge fit there. Could they make it work or no?
Financially, absolutely. They'd have to move Wiggins, Poole, or Draymond, which I think they'd consider it. Obviously, you're going to need to include some young guys like Wiseman, Moody, hopefully not Kuminga, but I'm sure that would have to be involved too. And then I think the Warriors have a couple first-round picks. They've kind of used them in trades lately, but I think they've got a few moving forward. So it would be feasible. I don't think it's going to happen.
Going to be interesting to watch. We'll see. Celtics are talking about, you know, some minor tweaks here. The Knicks maybe. I just think it's going to be very busy, so we'll keep an eye on that. All right. The 49ers, Steve Wilks did a nice job. He was, you know, head coach at Arizona, took over in Carolina after week five. They were off to a 1-4 start. Baker Mayfield was a disaster. The quarterbacking situation there with Darnold was a disaster, but somehow they fought and scratched their way to a 6-6 finish, but he didn't get rewarded. Frank Reich got the job there, but the Niners made him the DC today. Defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, what's the reaction?
It's a lot of positivity. There have been a few jokes like, oh, he's going to do such a great job here with the players he has that the 49ers will be looking for another defensive coordinator in 2 years, which is probably going to happen.
Yeah,
it's probably going to happen, especially at the rate that we've been going. No, it's excitement. It doesn't hurt that it's a name that people are familiar with also. If they went and got a defensive coordinator that may be highly respected and on the rise or whatever, but the names, people aren't familiar with the name, I think there'd be a little bit less excitement with D'Amico Ryans, you know, former player. Oh, D'Amico Ryans. Okay, cool. And he had been on the staff. Very cool. Okay. Steve Wilks. Oh, he used to be there. Oh, he did a great job with the Panthers. Oh, this is pretty cool. I think it's a good hire. I have no issues with it whatsoever. What I'm paying attention to for the 49ers this offseason is how they handle the books, because their money guy, Parag Marate, is one of the best getting under the salary cap guys in the NFL, and they've got some extensions kicking in. They've got some free agents that they're going to have to make some tough decisions on. I want to see how the money plays out this summer for the 49ers.
Well, we're going to have Wednesday and Thursday with you to break it down in more detail, but I want you to focus in on Mahomes and Hurts. These are quarterbacks that are very hard to sack, extremely difficult. In fact, Mahomes, lowest rate in the NFL this year when he was under a lot of pressure. Jalen Hurts, like 23rd ranking, 23rd lowest in the NFL. These guys are tough to take down. Between the 20s, the Chiefs' defense is okay, but you get in the red zone, they struggle with a guy like Hurts. Look at this matchup. How do you see it under the surface? Is it a wash or is there an edge on either side?
I think there's two things that make me consider it a bit of a wash. And going back to your point really quick about how hard it is to get these guys. Nick Bosa had Jalen Hurts dead to rights in the end zone for a safety that was going to change the game. And Jalen Hurts, you think of him as a runner, as a quarterback, he's so strong, he was able push himself forward whilst being tackled by one of, if not the best defensive end in the game. So a little bit to his maneuverability and his ability to get out of sacks. For the wash, Jalen Hurts did not have a great game against the 49ers. Granted, he didn't need to have a great game against the 49ers, but there were some passes that he missed, like wide open misses, and you can't do that in the Super Bowl. Not when your running game isn't a top five running game. You can't miss even if it was a top five running game, you can't miss passes in the Super Bowl. So I think that's the one knock on Jalen Hurts going into the Super Bowl. And then with Patrick Mahomes, he's had 2 weeks to rest the ankle. It's still not going to be 100%. So his maneuverability, he hasn't gone against a pass rush quite like the Eagles have. Similar how we were looking at it with the NFC Championship and Brock Purdy. He hadn't gone against a pass rush like this. How is he going to handle it? Mahomes hasn't seen a pass rush like this in a minute. The Bengals, solid, not fantastic. The Jaguars, solid, not fantastic. So how Mahomes and the Chiefs offensive line are able to handle the Eagles makes it a bit of a wash. I'm going to give a slight edge to Mahomes. He's been here before. He's won before. I think he's the better quarterback. No slight to Jalen Hurts, but Mahomes is the better quarterback. So I'm going to give Mahomes a slight edge.
And the bright lights and the Super Bowl stage, I think that's fair. I do. I think that's a big advantage. And we'll see. I mean, Hurts played big-time college football at Alabama and really at Oklahoma. But the fact of the matter is, this is the biggest stage out there, and he has not been tested at this level. I mean, that's a very, very, very fair point. So away we go. We'll get picks later on in the week. I'll save yours for Thursday, of course, and then we'll get the rest of the guys in here on a Football Friday. Great job. Dom's Download is presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. And what they do, Vanguard, in a seven-state Midwestern footprint, is when municipalities and governments and they want to replace, upgrade infrastructure, well, they obviously got to do excavating, and they don't want to tamper or impinge the existing infrastructure. So they need to have, flags and, work done to make sure that they don't disrupt the existing infrastructure as they look for the upgrades or total replacement. That's what Vanguard Utility Partners do. They partner up with utilities across their seven-state region. Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. Let me, too, tell you that we are going to be very much involved Sunday in the Midwest here in Pleasant Hill, Iowa at Muggsy's, okay? Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. This is going to be one of the top metropolitan Des Moines area establishments for the Super Bowl, with 44 flat screens and outstanding food and Super Bowl fare. It'll all get started at 11 o'clock on Sunday. There'll be a big crowd. If you want to get reservations, go to MuggsysPizzaHouse.com. Get to the Contact Us page and send an email. They will respond in turn. There are some tables available, not many. And that's a fact. They have a large banquet room or quasi-banquet room if you have a gathering. But it's going to be, obviously, Super Bowl 57, and we all know what that's like. So, again, Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, they are located 2.5 miles northeast of the fabled Iowa State Fairgrounds. Plenty of parking, a huge lot in a subdivision here. Again, just northeast of the Iowa State Fairgrounds for Super Bowl Sunday. They'll open the establishment at 11. They'll have basically pizza. They'll have all sorts of food and drink specials for the big game coming up on Sunday. So we look forward to it. Muggsy's Pizza House. .com. Get to the Contact Us page. Ashlyn, A-S-H-L-Y-N, Ashlyn, is taking all the reservations, getting it organized. It is going to be a great Super Bowl Sunday. We look forward to it. All right, let's look at what's streaming tonight, what you'll be screaming about in the world of sports. LeBron James, 36 points shy of the all-time record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. A fellow Laker great, 38,387 points. Could fall tonight if he goes 36 against Oklahoma City. We'll come back. We'll look at what's on the tube and streaming tonight in the world of sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we go down the home stretch here, top of the hour on Sports Byline USA, part of Sports Overnight America, and Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, 967 on the digital channel, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, Carolina Wake Forest tonight, throughout the night, scores, interviews, and highlights. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on the NBA, the Western Conference. You know, the Lakers, we'll see. They still may make a deal. They obviously wanted very much to reunite LeBron and Kyrie. Didn't happen. He goes to Dallas. It's going to be very interesting to see how he works out in Dallas. It's going to be fascinating. That starts tomorrow night, ironically, in Los Angeles. So the Lakers, they miss out on him. And then he debuts with Dallas against their co-tenant in Crypto.com Arena. The Clippers will entertain Dallas tomorrow night. Kyrie will make his debut for the Mavs. It'll be interesting to see how he and Luka and company get along and share the basketball. He's an elite player. There's no denying the talent. But again, he played in about 40% of his games in Brooklyn. There was all sorts of histrionics and craziness, so we'll keep an eye on that. You know, Rutgers. Boy, it's been a long time since Rutgers has been relevant. But look, top 25 team, Indiana, coming off a big win over number one Purdue, an in-state battle in Indiana on Saturday. Indiana and Purdue tonight Indiana and Rutgers tonight. Pretty decent game if you're looking for something decent to kind of mix it up here a little bit. So that's where we go with college hoops tonight. Kentucky-Arkansas, yeah, later game, not bad. I mean, Coach Cal's got the Wildcats playing a lot better. That game comes up 9 East. We'll keep an eye on that with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night here and into the morning hours here. Good job out of the whole crew. Thanks to Matthew Seville. He is the director of the movie Juniper, an indie film debuting in the United States on February 24th. So we appreciate him coming on, and Dominic Jimenez with Dom's Download. For Dom and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and your day here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network Worldwide. Adios.